Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got Bjorn from Soilwork. How are you, Bjorn?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Soilwork, earlier this year, released the band's 10th studio album called The Ride Majestic, and you guys have been doing a bunch of touring. And Bjorn, which has had more of an impact on your lyrics on The Ride Majestic? More awareness of the world around you or maturity as a person?
I guess a little bit of both. I mean, we went through some really rough stuff, while recording the album. We had 4 deaths within our families. And it all happened during like a month or so. And so that was obviously really rough. And I think it really affected me how I approached the recording. And I mean, lyrically, I think that the lyrics were already dealing with a lot of existential questions. And so I think that, you know, all those tragic events really, you know, put a spin on the whole thing. And I think what we had to do was really let in the darkness in the end, you know, and kind of accept that, you know. And it was definitely not easy, but the music and the lyrics also became a big comfort in the end, you know. So I'm kind of glad we were in the studio together as a band. And if we just had like a year off and all of this went down, I don't know what would have happened, you know. So it feels, you know, very real, you know, musically and lyrically. And I think you can hear it when you listen to it.
Soilwork singer Bjorn Speedstreet is our guest on the show this evening. Here's a tune from their latest album, the title track. This is The Ride Majestic. Deconstruction from Swedish doom metal kings Witchcraft. Heard The Ride Majestic from Soilwork in there. Don't forget, playlists for the show can be found on the website at fullmetaljackieradio.com. Coming up this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, music from Trivium and Lamb of God, and up next, more with Soilwork singer Bjorn Speedstreet. Full Metal Jackie, Bjorn from Soilwork is our guest on the show tonight. And Bjorn, as you mentioned, some of the band's families were dealing with health issues while you guys made The Ride Majestic. How did making music help cope with the stress of worrying about them?
It's hard to say. I mean, when you sit down and write something, we usually write separately. And I think, you know, I've been contributing with a lot of songwriting lately, and especially for, you know, the double album, The Living Infinite, and now for The Ride Majestic. And I think it's been a great way for me to express my feelings and, you know, building a song from scratch, you know, as well. I think that's been a big challenge for me. And with all of these tragic things, you know, going down, I think it's, as weird as it may sound, it's easier to create music that, you know, generates pictures in your head when something happens that close, you know, especially with death and everything, you know. So it's a really a special feeling, and obviously a scary one at that, and it makes you really think even more about existential questions and where that person is now, you know, when you kind of want to be where that person is, and you don't know if they, you know, if they just cease to exist. But it's so hard to accept the fact that all those feelings and thoughts would just, you know, die. So it raises a lot of questions, obviously, and I think that also affects the music and the writing in itself.
Well, that'll Jackie with Bjorn from Soilwork. Quick break up next. Gonna get to a tune off the latest Lamb of God album that features Chino from Deftones. We'll hear from Jamie Josta for another edition of Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. More with Bjorn. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Bjorn from Soilwork on the show with us tonight. Bjorn, what would have been different about The Ride Majestic without the double album, The Living Infinite, preceding it?
That is a very good question, because I feel that we really found something new with that album. And I think it was a crucial album for us to make. And there was some lineup changes, and we had Peter, whom I started the band with back in 97. He quit the band in 2006, and then he came back again for one album, and then he left again. So that was, you know, it was pretty rough at times for sure. But then, you know, we found David and Sylvain, and I think they brought something really, really interesting to the table. And I think they also, you know, really challenged me as a singer. They threw me some stuff that, you know, I was like, wow, what is this? Because I was so used to writing stuff with Peter, and it made me develop as a singer. And I came up with the idea of making a double album, you know, to really challenge ourselves, you know, as songwriters. And I think we really needed that in the end, you know, to find something new rather than just, you know, let's try to sound like Soul Work or whatever. I think we just needed to explore something. And we really did. I think with The Ride Majestic, I think we were really picking up where we left with The Living Infinite. It's just, you know, slightly darker and has a melancholic atmosphere running through the whole album, which is really interesting. It has that kind of Scandinavian melancholy that we had in the beginning of our career, and that, you know, I think that especially David brought that back as well in our sound, you know, very melancholic melodies, and that's something that I always enjoyed, you know, and I think it's really, you know, a perfect soundtrack to where we are right now and what we've gone through.
Full Metal Jackie with Bjorn Speed Street of Soil Work on the show with us tonight. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Baroness and Children of Bodom. And more with Bjorn coming up next. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Bjorn from Soil Work on the show with us tonight. And we've been talking about the latest album, which is called The Ride Majestic. Bjorn, why is pressure an important creative tool for you?
It's hard to explain, you know, exactly, but I think it's necessary, because if you really get stuck with one album and, you know, trying to recreate that, you kind of get, you know, a little bit lazy and a little it tends to get very boring. I think we never could have done that, you know, and we've always had that healthy dose of pressure there, you know, and because I think most of our fans out there have, you know, developed with the music, and they always expected, you know, us to have some surprises for each and every album, you know, and twists and turns. And I think that's always been a key thing for us, you know, to really develop our music. And with along with that comes, you know, pressure as well, you know, because it obviously needs to be good, you know, it needs to be, if you want to develop your music, it needs to come from the heart, you know, and I feel that it always has been, you know, and there's been lineup changes, but we've always managed to, you know, surprise our listeners and including ourselves.
Full Metal Jackie, you're going to take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with our guest Soil Work singer Bjorn Speed Street. That was Crushed from Parkway Drive and their latest album, Ire. Full Metal Jackie with Bjorn from Soil Work on the show, and you're the one person who's been in Soil Work from the beginning. How do new people joining the band invigorate you?
I'm 37 now, and I started the band when I was 17. So it's definitely been an interesting journey, to say the least. And, you know, it might look a little bit like a circus from the outside when you see that many lineup changes. And people might think that, oh, that Bjorn, he must be really difficult to work with. But that's never been the case, and I've never been much of a leader type. But I've always embraced new ideas with members coming in. It's been really important that whatever member that comes into the band, that person doesn't have to adjust and adapt to playing Soul Work music. You know, it's never like, oh, no, you can't play like that, or no, that's not Soul Work, blah, blah, blah. Never been like that. I think that's one of the reasons why we've remained interesting, is that we've managed to develop our sound, and we've been lucky enough to have people coming into the band that brought something really interesting to the table. Just, you know, with Sylvain and David coming in especially, I think that really brought a whole new dimension. And then also when Dirk as a drummer came in 2005, I think he also brought like a more extreme drumming, but still with a groove that really stands out today, I think. He has a very unique way of playing, and it's really, you know, playful in general. And I think that's also where we're at today, that we have more of a playful approach to our songwriting. You know, it's elaborate and it's interesting and it's fun.
Full Metal Jackie with Bjorn from Soil Work. Pick up the latest album, The Ride Majestic. Bjorn, really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.